Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I guess we're back here again on the 4841 Friends and Family up here at 712-432-4841. And oh, yeah, our secondary number is 774-556-0841. This is the We're Back show. And sometime this next week, we will be back to our one-hour show status. What had happened to our show here lately, we haven't been on for probably over a year now, but what they did was they upgraded their package program thing or whatever, and I was on the two-hour show for the $39, and they were updating everything, and they basically blocked me from logging in or doing whatever I needed to do, so they want me to pay $100 a month for it. That's crazy. And I'm just not going to do that. So an hour radio show, we can do an hour. That means it'll extend an hour. Appreciate everybody for attending the show. You know, we're not going to blow up lines. We're not going to do anything drastic tonight, but that is on the horizon here coming. Tell you why, because next weekend I'm off. And so hopefully everything works out this week. I will pay it. I will get it up. And we will have fun. Guess what? Next Friday night, next Saturday night, and next Sunday night. All three of the above. I'm not really sure about Friday night totally. I probably can because I'm going to be at work anyway. Most likely Friday night from 11 to 7. But probably. I would say 74% chance right now. 99.9% on Saturday for sure, and 93.9% for Sunday. I'm not really sure what time Sunday. We can actually go prime time now. We can do our show at fucking 8 o'clock at night if we want now. So I guess that was a benefit of taking an hour off the live show, because we were actually able to record for 3 hours during a show. I just wanted to go down the list here real quick and give everybody some thanks and some praise. Lori, I appreciate you helping on the line. Appreciate you helping in room 3, Confused. You're my brother from another mother. I really appreciate you being here, talking, having a good time. You know, Maverick, appreciate you helping in room 1, trying to get people over here like Stormy. Appreciate that. Grandpa Gino, 4841 needs nuts. Give you a big shout-out, too, old fucker, Grandpa. Chuck, I really appreciate you, too, man. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're on the 4841. You know, some other people were supposed to be here. You see what I'm saying? But obviously they're not going to be here. My plan is for the half-hour show, I'm just going to talk for a little bit, ramble on, I guess, because it's already 3 minutes after now. You know, yeah, they do. You know, so what we're going to do is we're going to try to get back to the basics of things. Maybe the first 10, 15, 20 minutes of the show, we're gonna talk. I'm going to give everybody a chance to try to talk. We're going to speed it up a little bit. The pace is going to be a little faster when it comes to doing what we got to do at the beginning. That way we get the last half hour, 40 minutes to go actually raise some hell and some more lines again. Because, you know, they say that, you know, Cincinnati got soft and, you know, this, that, and the other. And we're going to show them how soft I ain't. I could actually be blowing the fuck out of their lines right now, but I choose to be here with my people and talking instead of fucking being a jackass. On the very last day of the month, guess how badly they need the minutes? They need them bad. They've been here all month trying to advertise on us. Well, you know, I'll give them a few minutes when we get this radio show started again. What they say, I don't give a fuck what they want to do or how they want to say it. I know what I'm about. I know what kind of job I work. You know, people say, oh, he ain't got a job. He's a rapist. He's a molester. I don't give a fuck what they say, because I know what kind of good person I am. And I didn't see you down there, Cindy. How you doing? Appreciate you too. So I'm just going to keep it real, man. You know, this has been a trying time for me since the last radio show episode situation and all that. And I missed this, man. I really did. And this gives me a chance to vent sometime. Like, you know, like I'm very unhappy about things right now. Breaking my glasses, all the bullshit. You know, I'm just me, though. You know, here we go again. But I guess it is what it is. I'm in a situation where I've been nothing but kind, helping the person and all that stuff. And, you know, to just say, hey, well, I'm going to come to the show. Me and old boys are going to come to the show. And then just never show up. That's kind of disrespectful. But fuck it. It is what it is. And what does that song go like? Oh, yeah. You can get these nuts. Oh, yeah. Right. That's Gino saying. My bad. 48, 41 eat nuts. My bad. So, you know, I'm just here. I'm trying to, believe it or not, I'm gonna tell you all something. There was actually a good story today that I got to tell y'all. So I go to get these glasses and they're like $338.95. I said, do what? Or $335.95 or $85. I forget which one. It's either $338 or $335. And it was either $85 or $95. I'm not sure exactly which one, but I was just so upset. I couldn't fucking even think straight. But so I call my step parents and he says, well, look, you need to call this lady in the morning. You need to tell her I'm going to call and talk to her. And I'm like, okay, cool. So pretty much I'm probably going to get the two pair of glasses anyway. I mean, they're rich, man. They're like, dude, they could buy each all of our asses in this room. They could buy and sell our ass for real. Their house is like fucking like $650,000 house. No bullshit. He fucking, when he quit Thriftway and went to Kroger, they signed him on with like I want to say it was $1.5 million. I mean, I know I'm just not even going to say no numbers, but it was a whole lot of money. It was a whole lot of money. And they bought him a brand new BMW 300, whatever the fuck it was. And that was, what, 94, 95? Off the showroom floor. It only had like 62 miles when he got the car. And, you know, it was at least 50 or 60 grand then. So these people are made of money. Long story over. Okay, so the good news was that was cool. They get the glasses. Hey, cool. Okay, but so we're on our way home. Rena stops and fucking checks the mail. She has this mail addiction, which I guess today was a good thing. So I'm like, fuck yeah. So she checks the mail. I'm like, it's all junk mail, Rena. She's like, no, there's something for you. And I'm reading this shit. I open this letter and it's like, hey, we got a lawsuit going against your old company you work for that we know dicked you out of a whole lot of money and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck yeah, cool. I'm like, fuck yeah. So even if we win the case, you know, and I get fucking $500 out of it, guess what? $500 is better than no bucks. So, you know, it could go the other way. I could get, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 out of this deal. Who knows? This could be a good thing. I could get $15,000 or $20,000. Who knows? So it could be anywhere from $500-$600 to endless amounts of money coming my way. So hey, maybe things are looking up. Hey, the number played already, right? Confused. We didn't hit. We didn't win. I had some Powerball numbers here. Hopefully they won. Maybe we can all be millionaires because I was really low. But anyway, I'm just really grateful, you know, to have, you know, a shot to be y'all's friend, to be a real good person. I've never been to the penitentiary. Obviously, you should know that. If you know me, if you've looked in my background, hey, I've been in jail for assault. I've been in jail for pissing in public. Hey, shit, I've even been arrested for drunk and disorderly. Shit, I've been in jail 30 times over child support. But one thing I ain't never been is in prison. I ain't never touched no kids. I ain't never did nothing like that. Don't have to. You know, I'm proud of myself for never being in the penitentiary. Hey, I ain't never sitting here saying that I've been a perfect person, that I haven't smoked weed or did any kind of drugs in my life, because I have. I'd be lying like a motherfucker if I told you I did. And that's not the kind of person I am. If you ask me something, I'll tell you the straight up truth. Am I going to candy coat it? Yeah, I might rub some salt on it and pour the pepper on top of it. But for the most part, I'm going to be real about it. Like, you know, certain people say, hey, can you do this or do that? Oh, fuck no, I can't. I'm broke. What the fuck do you think I can do? If I'm broke, what am I going to do? Take a dump and send it to you? I mean, you know, so that's just being real about it. I appreciate y'all. I just wanted to tell y'all that the 4841 is going strong. This is a damn good chat line. I've never met better people that have been supportive, that help with minutes. You know, if you want to slack, tonight is the night, through tomorrow, about 6-7 o'clock tomorrow night. If you got some things you want to do, you just want to get away for a minute, get away within these next 24 hours and come back tomorrow about 11. You know, honestly, because tomorrow night at 1, we'll start the new month. So we did actually do one good thing this month, thanks to Lori and Felicia and John Paul in room 4 and other people who helped, like Maverick and other people who put their phones in, like Gino and, you know, just people who are here and actually want to be here instead of making love on the goddamn phone with people and pissing away their fucking time on bums. That's the way I look at it. So just keeping it real, not candy coat, no bullshit. So we actually made a 500,000 minute status. So we did it. We got 300,000 on the 774. We actually did get 712. We did get 200,000 on that. That's actually 500,000 minute status finally. Again, we weren't that for about 7 months. You know, we weren't that for about 18 months. We had lost a whole lot of status, but we're coming back in the game. People are here. I'm trying to talk until 3 or 4 in the morning usually when I get off work. Sometimes 2:30, 3:30 right there is my limit. And I try to go to sleep. People are trying to, hey, get up. I fucking didn't go to bed till 3:30. I can't do it. I got to get some more sleep. So if y'all want to pull some slack, then hey, do it. If you don't, fuck it. I'm keeping phones in here. Other people help them with phones on the line. If y'all want to sit in here and talk, it's great. Welcome, Keller. Welcome to the 4841 radio show.
Hey, it's Wisco.
Welcome, Wisco.
Who won the game? Is the game still going, or is it over?
It's still going. It's 4-2, and it's going to be the middle of the 8th, I believe. Astros are losing 4-2.
Really?
They were winning. They were winning, yeah. But, so you doing okay, man? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Yeah, they let me come home. Yes, Levy. They let me come home. No, I'm on the phone. They let me come home, and so.
You feeling better? You feeling okay?
Yeah. Well, they went in and checked them stents that they put in before. They said everything looked good and cleaned them up a little bit and said everything looks good.
That's good. That's good news, David.
Yeah, I feel better. I told my man I feel a lot better. He says, yeah.
Well, maybe you needed a couple of days good rest like that, too, you know, instead of always trying to run around with them. Yeah, not really. Doctors every fucking 20, 30 minutes.
I wake you up about every 45 minutes to check your blood pressure or every 20 minutes. The machine would beep, 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 beep. Oh, you lay in the holes or something like that. Oh, shit.
Yep. I'm glad to hear you're doing a lot better, man.
Appreciate the prayers.
You're good, man. You're good. I was praying everything would be good for you, and you know, we did this little half hour radio show tonight, so we got like 15 minutes left, 16 minutes left, something like that. But
go ahead, I'll be quiet.
Oh, you're good. I was just telling everybody how we was back to 500,000 minute status. How today, I went to the eye doctor. They told me 338 or 35, 95 or 85 for glasses. I talked to my step parents and he told me, look, just call the lady in the morning, make sure she knows I'm going to call and talk to her about it. And maybe we'll make some kind of payment arrangement for you. So hopefully I can get glasses and I really need them for my job. So I'm sick of fucking walking around the line. Anyway, on the way back, I was telling him, got this letter in the mail and it says, hey buddy, hey, we know you. And it said, I hereby consent and agree, blah, blah, blah. It says, what does it say? What does this other part say here? Yeah, I'll tell you. It says, we know that these people fucked you around on your money pretty much the whole time you were working for them. And we want you to join our class action suit with us. It says, notice the lawsuit alleging unpaid overtime wages. So the court has authorized notice in the solace for the lawyer. The court has made no finding to the matters of this case at this time. If you are currently formerly working for U.S. security, blah, 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 security guard, including an hourly supervisor security guard at the time of from August 30th to 2016 to the present, we want to know if you've been fucked over for your money or you want to get in on this lawsuit, which I was about 32 hours. So I went in. And so it doesn't matter if it's 500 or if it's 5,000. I want it.
Right.
And we probably should win. I mean, they were fucking, they did us dirty at the end and they fucked us on a 2 weeks' pay. So that's probably.
You used to work for the one you just.
Yeah,
you just
used to.
Okay.
But this is why all their shit fucked up, probably.
I don't know about all that.
I mean, I have to say it. But, you never know what's going to happen.
No, I'm glad it all worked out. Really am.
Yeah. It's the bottom of the eighth, one out. He just called a straight ball. He called a straight ball a strike, straight up. It was a ball, no doubt. These fucking umps have got it all wrong, this whole World Series.
Yeah, it's getting bad as football. Who's got the most money, they're going to let
it. Getting depressing is what it is.
You're right.
I mean, I like to watch the guy. I mean, if you're going to throw a strike, you know? I mean, that's just my opinion.
That was a damn strike.
That was a ball like the motherfucker, dude.
It was not.
That motherfucker was a ball. Maverick, motherfucker, you're 60-something years old. Quit talking.
And what a strike. He wouldn't call it a strike.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, computers, is that a ball or not? That was a ball, wasn't it? Anyway, welcome, Colin. Welcome, chicken fucker. Welcome back. Confused, is that a ball or not? That was a ball, man, I'm telling you.
I think it was a ball.
I'm going to say 95% that was a ball. That's just my opinion. But anyway.
Okay. It's coming from a man that needs glasses really bad.
I mean, I got a pair on. I mean, I'm looking at the goddamn TV about 6 feet away from it, looking right at the TV. I mean, the strike zone is as big as a goddamn pack of cigarettes, goddamn. But, I just love this line. I love the people. I love to talk out here. Like I said, there's going to be times that I'm working and I can't talk. I tell you what is going to happen, though. Friday night, I'm going to be talking pretty much all night long again. So if anybody's bored on Friday night, wants something to do, I'm going to have to decide when and what time I can do the radio show. And I'll set it up in time. I'll probably give you a heads up. I'm going to try to do the show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If anybody wants to get in, I'm going to try to do an hour radio show unless they do not pay us before then. Then they're going to be half-hour shows again. So I just wanted to let everybody know that listens to our show and everybody in the room that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if they pay us, we're going to do an hour radio show. Now, what they did was, one more time, I'm going to give you an update. They screwed us around and blocked me from my blog talk until they updated their packaging shit. So now a $39 package is only a one-hour live radio show. It's not two no more. So I got fucked on that. And they took fucking time from me. They fucked me over. I had probably 10 days left on my other one. So they had a special running, which I could have paid, you know, half price for all these radio shows coming up, but I didn't really think about it until today. I was like, wow, you know, so I wanted to try to get the show going. And, as of, you know, I can't pay it before midnight, so I'm not going to get the half price deal. So, and, it would be half price for a year. So for instead of $39, it would be, I don't know what that is, but you can pay monthly. So say $39, I don't know what half of 39 is, but it's like, what, $23, $24, something like that. No, not even.
It's 20. Like, 39, okay, yeah. Half of 40 is 20, so.
19, not 35 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But I don't have the money before midnight, so I'm not going to be able to get that deal, which I would greatly love to get that deal, but I'm not going to be able to do it, so, unfortunately. So, it's whatever. I guess I'll just have to pay the $39, you know. Whatever. If I could, I would, but I can't, so I guess I won't. But, you know, so, I have to wait until the deep of next week anyway before I can really honestly decide if I can get it or, you know, I'm probably 99.9% going to get it, but I would rather pay $19.50 than fucking $39, but ain't much I can do, so I'm fucked. That's the story of my life. I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. You know, loving on the damn, you know, situation.
Well, as well, trying to get high.
Things are going good, and guess what? I'm fucked. The last couple of months, I've pissed away through so much money. I've been able to save, I think I got $42 in my savings account. That's it, 42. And I had
$200.
It's in my savings. If I take anything out of my savings, they penalize you like $5. You know what I'm saying? So I would owe them. I don't know what the penalty is. It's like $20 or something. So I don't want to go on penalty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I definitely don't want to do that. So I don't know. I don't know, man. I've been thinking, but I haven't brainstormed about nothing, so. Wish I could have, should have, would have, but.
Well, I'm always living. Do you make money off the radio show? I mean, what's it do with the radio?
No, I do it for y'all. I do it for the people.
Chat line?
Yeah, I do it for the people. Yeah, I do it for the line.
It's just for this chat line, right? I mean, you don't go with different chat lines.
Sometimes I go blow them up, or we go talk shit to them, but no, for the most part. It's for our line specifically. Yeah, nobody else has access to me. Welcome, caller. Fluty Eyes. Live on the radio show on the 4841, motherfucker.
Oh, hell no. I'm going on mute. I don't fuck with this.
Yeah, go on mute. You better. Anyway, like I said, this was a short radio show tonight. I just want to give y'all a lot of praise. Like I said, I'm being humble to y'all. I appreciate y'all for helping and being here. You know, it's been a long time. You know, it's almost 8 years this line's been up. You know, New Year's is coming up, Christmas. I hope y'all have a good holiday with your family. Thanksgiving's coming up. You know, some of y'all don't even need to put on a mask on tomorrow or midnight because your masks are all already on. But we won't talk about that. So,
damn.
Yeah, you, motherfucker. I'm talking to you. Yeah.
Oh, you ain't talking about me. I'm the prettiest son of a bitch in the world. Everybody knows you're talking about me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, especially that motherfucker.
I already got his drag suit on.
Yeah, there's the person. He spoke up finally. But, you know, I'm just humble, man. You know, like I said, I hated this number when I first got this line. I really didn't, you know, I didn't even know how to do this shit. I didn't know how to do nothing. I was green as fuck. I was like fucking a Mexican jumping the border trying to do this shit. And to have 67 million minutes on a chat line and fucking have good people like y'all to talk to and, you know, to give me advice on some things, to just have a good conversation, man, instead of all the, fuck you, I'm going to kill you, I'm coming to your house, I'm going to cut your electric off, give me your phone number, I'm going to cut it off, blah, 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 you know, all that goofy-ass nonsense. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I'm proud to be the chat line owner of this line. You know, because like I said, if it wasn't for the class people that we got here, yeah, we all argue. We get into fights sometimes. But look, we're grown-ass people, all right? We're grown-ass people. We make mistakes. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have did that. My bad. Or if you're fucking around, hey, man, I'm just fucking around. Calm down. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just that simple. Good people recognizes good people. People can understand people if they give them a chance to understand them. You know, a lot of people gave me a chance to understand me when I came out here, you know, and nobody didn't have to give me a fucking chance, and they did, and I appreciate that. And, you know, all the idiots on the B-board, though, oh, man, oh, boy, that's another story. You know, if you go up to the B-board, just kind of sidestep the idiots. If you want to bash on them if you want. I'm not going to get mad at nobody for jumping on Nikon or having issues with whoever. That's not my thing. I'm just here to be peaceful to people. I just want everybody to come over and talk to us at 712-432-4841, and also our alternate second number at 774-556-0841. I appreciate y'all. We get down in room 3 pound of people's lounge. You can also check Maverick out in room 1. You can also check Felicia and John Paul out in room 4. You can also check Stormy out. You can also check Stormy out in room 7 once in a great while. Mr. Charlie is in room 9. I appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for keeping this line going with me. Giving it everything we got. I just want to tell y'all thank you. 4841 for life. 774-556-0841. And also 712-432-4841. Room 3 pound of People's Lounge. The best chat line in America with over 67 million minutes. No one can do it better than Cincinnati and all the good people in room 3 pound of People's Lounge. Whiskey, Lori, Confused, Cindy Boo, Grandpa Gino, Incredible Hawk, Blue Eyes. What's up, everybody in the room? Chuck Monster says, thank you, everybody, for all your help. 48, 41 for life from out.